Recap. Let's reiterate the key points of the Chapman harmless error standard. Constitutional error. There must be a clear violation of a defendant's constitutional rights. Burden of proof. The prosecution bears the burden of proving beyond a reasonable doubt that the error did not contribute to the conviction. Harmless beyond a reasonable doubt. The error must be so insignificant that it's clear it didn't affect the jury's verdict. Focus on prejudice. The court assesses whether the error had a substantial and injurious effect on the jury's verdict. Practical application. To illustrate how this standard works, let's consider a hypothetical example. Constitutional error. Improperly admitting a confession obtained without Miranda warnings. Prosecution's argument. Even without the confession, overwhelming evidence, eyewitness testimony, physical evidence, proves the defendant's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. Court's decision. If the court agrees that the other evidence is so compelling that the confession likely didn't sway the jury, the error might be deemed harmless. However, if the confession was crucial to the prosecution's case, the error would likely require reversal. Limitations and criticisms. While the Chapman standard is designed to protect defendants' rights, it's not without its critics. Some argue that it's difficult to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that an error had no impact on the verdict, especially when considering the complex dynamics of jury deliberations. Constitutional violations and the Chapman harmless error standard in lower courts. Excellent question. The Chapman harmless error standard is a crucial tool for appellate courts to review constitutional errors committed by lower courts. It's a rigorous test, requiring the prosecution to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the error did not contribute to the conviction. Common constitutional violations in lower courts. While the spectrum of potential constitutional violations is vast, some common issues that arise in lower courts and are subject to Chapman analysis include improper admission of evidence. This includes evidence obtained